静空灵舒服的嗓音，将一段故事如民谣一般娓娓道来，分享精彩音乐，讲述歌曲背后的故事。欢迎来到可可听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 各位还好吗？Sleepyhead 这首歌的背景呢，可能是出自于公元1200年左右的尼伯龙根之歌。故事讲的大概就是沉睡不醒的睡美人一直都在好好的睡觉，然后呢，他就睡出了一个带着10万兵马来迎娶他的王子。跟大家分享一下 Sleepyhead 这个单词，这个词由 sleepy 困倦的和 head 头组成，意思呢是昏昏欲睡着、贪睡着或者是懒鬼。早上我们叫人起床可以说 Sleepyhead wake up， 嘿嘿，懒鬼起床了， Sleepyhead wake up。 那更多的英语知识让我们在听完音乐过后再来分享吧。
1239, there once lived a girl of a royal line. The ancient stories do recall, she was the fairest of them all. In a castle made of stone, every night she slept alone. Any noise that would raise the dead couldn't wake her sleep.
这首 Sleepyhead 是一首像睡前故事一样的歌，中间的哼唱非常好听。您正锁定的是可可英语网的听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。下面的时间让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。
In the year of our Lord 1239, there once lived a girl of a royal line
In the year of our Lord 1239, there once lived a girl of a royal line. 公元1239年，有一位有着王室血统的女孩 Lord L-O-R-D Lord， 作为名词表示君王、勋爵、统治者或者是主的意思。 They wanted their daughter to marry an English lord， 他们要女儿嫁给一位英国贵族。 They wanted their daughter to marry an English lord。 Lord 还可以表示主，Lord bless me 就是老天爷保佑，或者是哎呀这样的语气。 Lord bless me, they've arrived already and we are not even dressed to welcome them。 哎呀，他们已经来了，可是我们还没有穿戴整齐去迎接他们呢，我们还没有 dressed。 Lord bless me, they've arrived already and we are not even dressed to welcome them。歌词中的 in the year of our Lord 就是指公元，那这里的 our Lord 指的是耶稣基督，公元纪年呢其实就是基督教纪年。好，下一个单词 royal， R-O-Y-A-L royal， 作为形容词呢意思有盛大的、皇家的、高贵的、第一流的、堂皇的。 The royal wedding was an occasion of great festivity，皇家婚礼是喜庆的盛事，这里的 festivity 是欢宴欢庆的意思。 The royal wedding was an occasion of great festivity， 皇室婚礼是喜庆的盛事。The ancient stories do recall she was the fairest of them all， 根据古老的故事所讲述的，她是最美的女孩。Recall, R-E-C-A-L-L， 作为名词呢表示回忆、取消或者是召回，那作为动词呢也是相应的意思。我们通过例句来了解一下。 I remember a face but I cannot recall where I met her， 这里的 recall 表示回忆起，我记住了她的面容，但是呢我想不起在什么地方见过她了。 I remember a face but I cannot recall where I met her。The makers have recalled a lot of cars that were unsafe. 制造商们已经收回了大批不符合安全规格的汽车。这里的 recall 就是召回。The makers have recalled a lot of cars that were unsafe. She realized her mistake and tried to recall her decision, but it was then too late. 她认识到自己的错误，想撤销决定，可是呢，为时已经太晚。这里的 recall 就是指取消。 She realized her mistake and tried to recall her decision, but it was then too late. 她认识到自己的错误，想撤销决定，可是为时已经太晚了。 OK， 接下来我们要讲到的是一个单词 fair， F-A-I-R， fair， 很多人可能知道它有公平的意思，这里呢我们来了解一下关于它的其他的几个意思。在歌词中呢表示美丽的，再比如说 A fair lady appeared on the scene as if she had dropped from the clouds， 一位美女突然出现在了舞台上，如同从天上掉下来一般。 A fair lady appeared on the scene as if she had dropped from the clouds。 Fair 还可以表示晴朗的。 The rainbow promises fair weather， 彩虹就预示着晴朗的天气。 The rainbow promises fair weather。Their battle cries filled all with dread, but couldn't wake her sleepy head. 战斗的呼喊能够吓破胆，但是还是无法唤醒她。Battle 表示战斗、争斗 ，battle battle。Dread dread 表示恐惧或者是担心，或者是恐怖的，分别对应的是动词、名词和形容词含义。I dread to think what will happen if she finds out the truth.我不敢去想象她知道真相之后会怎么样。 I dread to think what will happen if she finds out the truth。 正在播放的歌曲叫做 Sleepyhead， 讲述了一个古老的故事。 这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Candice 凯南斯。今天的节目到这里要和您说再见了，感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。
The fighting lasted all day long, but the castle walls were thick and strong. The stranger cried, let her decide where her true affections lie. So the kingdom dawned her